Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage. We're going to talk about the different loan programs we have. And it's good to know. Well, first of all, we're going to talk about the first one, which is conventional, which is Fannie, Freddie, conventional loans. Those are for higher credit scores. And basically, you could put down as little as 1% down for a first-time home buyer, which is pretty incredible. As long as you're a first-time home buyer, follow the medium income, you're 1% down, and the lender gives you 2%. But the norm for most is like 3% down on a home. So that's great with the credit scores. And really, why do you go conventional on those? If you have higher credit scores, the PMI is less, and it gives you an opportunity to go with lesser down. And so it's a really great way to go. Then we have FHA loans. FHA loans are the people that really have maybe credit that's not really above 680, below 680, and maybe their income debt ratio is higher than what conventional allow. So FHA is a great resource to go that route. But what FHA has is a PMI that's fixed for the life of the loan at a 0.55 factor monthly. And if you have great credit scores, you go conventional, it could be a 0.2, 0.3. So it's a difference. And FHA has a funding fee that goes on top of the mortgage. Do I love FHA? Absolutely. Basically, if you fit in that category, that is a great option to have. Remember, these loans aren't for life. You'll refinance when rates come down and go into probably a conventional. Then we have the VA loans, which are for the veterans, are the people actively in service. What I love about it is 100% financing. There's no monthly PMI, just a funding fee, unless you have a certain percentage of disability. Well, let's keep on going because we're just getting started. Then, you know, we got reverse mortgages, and you're finding reverse mortgages on purchases. And those are people that are 62 and older have the option. And I'm just going to expand on this one for a moment. You get a person from up north coming down, they got 300 grand. Well, what are you going to find for $300,000 down here in Florida? So basically on the reverse mortgage, you know, let's say they find a $400,000 home that really meets their needs, but they don't have the money and they don't want a mortgage payment because they're retired. Well, maybe out of that, they use two, you know, depending on the age, of course, and the and other variables, you know, and where the market is, you know, say they got to put down, you know, $200,000 and they got $100,000 left over. Well, not only did they get a more expensive home that really suits their needs, but they got some money left over. So that's kind of nice to have as a reverse mortgage. And then, of course, they have the HECM, which is an equity line that you can use as well. So those are some things to note of what I think are pretty powerful, but we're not stopping. The next thing that we have are bank statement loans. You can grab 12 months business bank statements. They have shorter ones, but it always affects your rate. But what you do is if you find a home that you really like, and I just have a young man that's looking for a home, has his own business. He's been self-employed for 2 years. Well, the last 12 months, his business bank statements, you know, they take the income and they'll derive what income they got. And they gave him $22,000 a month. There's usually a 50% haircut on that, an expense ratio. So he's got $22,000 a month in income, which he wouldn't have had on verifying the tax returns. So the bank statement loan is becoming more popular. As more people are losing their jobs, more people are becoming self-employed and their bank statements supported. But unfortunately, their bank statements supported, but their tax returns do not. Now let's get to when I'm closing today at 11 a.m. This is a 1099. What? Yeah, 1099. That means they're self-employed. They got 1099. But guess what? We're not looking at the income of the tax returns. We're going off the 1099, and that one's closing today. So those are some pretty interesting things that you can look at. You know, people have hard money, but I just don't get involved with that. I don't touch it. I did in the past where it was hard money, but that was before the Dodd-Frank bill. So I'm not really into it. So, but really what I look at is the last one that I want to share with you, which I think is unbelievably amazing, is called a DSCR loan. debt service coverage ratio. What does that mean? Well, that's just for investment properties. So on investment properties, let's say, you know, you don't want to show income, a job, anything. You want to go off the property and your credit and the money in the bank. Well, what they'll do is the appraiser will go out and do rent schedules. So let's say you buy that home for $300, you put the 25% down, and your rental income is $2,600. The mortgage payment's $2,200 with taxes, insurance, and everything. Well, as long as the mortgage, as long as the rental income is $2,200 or greater, a one for one, you got a mortgage. Now, I do have some non-conforming lenders that will go under it, but, you know, higher rate, more money down. But, you know, in general, a one for one is a pretty good way to go. So I'm Didier buying Florida, Didier with Didier Mortgage, kind of giving you an idea of the loan spectrums of what is available there today for you to get. So if you have any questions, just go to my website, DidierMortgage.com. Subscribe to my blog. There's a subscribe button. Learn, get educated every week. 1 minute of information. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in today. Have a good day and until next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit DidierMortgage.com. That's DidierMortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.